Boo.
Aye.
So we are going to get lunch now.
Yep. Driving through Belfast, trying to remember where there's a cash machine and then where there's a chippy.
What have we done?
Well, we watched people hogging Crash Team Racing.
I'm so disappointed about that.
Yeah.
I want to play Crash Team Racing.
Yep. But you have it at home anyway.
But it's not the same. It isn't. There's no way to play with. Will you play Crash Team Racing with me?
Yes.
Done.
Okay. After that, we walked around for a bit and then went to a couple game talk things.
Yes, so we went to a talk that was started off with an anime, no, a comic book talk thing.
Yeah, we walked in halfway through that. It was kind of awkward. Not really, actually. It wasn't really. It was fun. And like I was saying to Paul earlier, this, my problem with going to these things is they always make me want to do the thing. So I want to be like a comic book designer now and a gaming person and a thing.
So we went to that, this one after that was in alternate, was it actually not alternate, or was it like human emotion?
Alternate reality, gaming, which I thought was actually really cool. I'm quite looking forward to it. It's like, they're starting, I think it's something like E8, I think it's called,
yep.
Where it's like five different characters or something, and at a certain point they're just going to like implode the world, and everything is going to change and stuff, and it could be fun.
But I was saying, like, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it.
As in, take part in it?
Yeah. That's kind of the point of all the alternate reality games.
I will, I think. I want to, anyway. If I'm still interested at the time, then sure. I
remember the website?
Where I am right now.
Great. Do you know about, do you remember the website?
E8 Experience.
Ah. Then after that was, getting into the game, NI gaming industry. What, do you want to say something about that?
No, I was about to drive over the one-way bridge.
Okay, great. Okay. This is, yeah, we're sort of leaving Belfast. So after that we went to a...
There was also the emotional response thing, which is like... it's a different thing, where it's like for for film things, where they like monitor your blood pressure, or not blood pressure, but like this sweat on your skin, and then like change the... experience based on your response.
See, what I don't like about that is in games, there's a lot of games that have alternate endings.
Yeah.
But it's never like there are three alternate endings. It is, there is a good ending, a bad ending, and a meh ending.
Yeah.
So if you're going to like a movie and this sort of thing happened and you want to see a certain ending that you've heard about, but because the rest of the audience are all pussies or something like that, you don't see it. You got the bad ending, and that's it'd be interesting if like people went to see it multiple times, stuff like that, and then it just, because it's poppy or whatever, and then it just like hit a certain ending point, and the rest of the audience just groans.
Yeah,
I don't want to wear stuff on my fingers while in a movie. It's too, it's weird. It's like the 3D glasses. I cannot keep thinking of the tech behind all this stuff.
I think they were saying that they're trying to figure out different ways of doing it. Like, they tried doing the thing, but then, like, the way they put it on your fingers, but it was really uncomfortable, so they...
Well, no, they did it within the seat, and people got claustrophobic, and they got it on fingers, but it was because then people were moving around, it got a noise in it.
Yeah.
But there's not really much... I don't know if you can do it without having stuff there.
Yeah, my main issue with it is, like, being with a group of... I just nearly ran into traffic.
Yep.
Like, you don't know, like, a group going to see a film could be such, like, a different range of things, and then, like, say, like, you're in the minority of people feeling a certain way about the film.
Yeah.
Then it changes in a way that you don't like it. I think it would work better as just a personal experience.
Yeah, put on DVD, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I suppose you could do it with, like, put into 3D glasses.
Sure, I guess.
So we've put in a tech that's already annoying you?
Yeah.
That wouldn't... I think if putting stuff that got into 3D glasses would make people happier about 3D.
Yeah, maybe. And then we're getting more stuff for
anyone. Okay, we have 10 seconds left of this thing.
We also seen the thing
about... No, we'll do another audio boo, but say bye-bye, boo-boo.
Bye, boo.
Bye-bye. 3, 2, 1.